Paul Coburn, keeping us fit and well. For Milpark Physiotherapy, call 9436 9666 or visit milparkphysio.com.au. I just want to wish you well.
Well, that's what he normally wants to do from Millpark Physio, 9436 9666. But today I've got a feeling there's a different tone, a different vibe about Cobes today. I'll give you a very tentative good afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, hello.
What's happened? What's the matter?
Look, today's topic, I'm not happy.
Well, I'm going to read the listeners the email that you sent me this morning.
Okay.
I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm peed off, today the gloves are off. It's a good start, very positive start, aggressive start. I'm joining the shock jock class and telling it like it is. I'm going to tell you what works, not what people want to hear. I'm sick of these distraction therapies that make people feel like they're doing something but doesn't get them better. It's going to get ugly. They may need to shut the station down for a few days, but I can't take it no more. Even your grandma's gone to the dogs. It's just me and half today. Could have been half a night. Grandma's shocking. And if it gets too hot in the kitchen, I'll go on alone. So you've come in here ready to launch and fire up. What are you on about, Coburn?
I'm sick of stories about how to deal with these injuries that don't actually cut to the chase, what you've really got to do. And the one today I want to talk about is knee pain.
Oh, no.
There's bloody this cream and this machine and this injection and all this namby-pamby stuff. And yeah, they might help a little bit.
This isn't physio v. chiro.
It's not physio versus chiro.
Are you sure?
It's not physio.
It's an age-old battle.
It's versus everybody today.
Right.
If people want to get their knee better,
right,
they have to listen up and do what I tell them, okay?
There are four truths. Is that right?
There are four truths about knee pain that people just aren't facing up
and
to.
And today you're going to articulate those four messages and make sure that people respond accordingly if they are, in fact, dealing with knee pain at the moment.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of knee pain out there from what
I
understand.
There's a huge amount. It goes, and the trouble is, as you get older, it goes up exponentially, which means a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that was for you. I knew all our listeners knew what that meant.
Yeah, thank
that
you.
That was for your benefit.
Thank you, Mr. Coburn. Yes.
Yeah, it's no worries.
Thank you. So what do you mean all these, what did you call them? Distraction therapies, these creams and tapes and machines. Is this becoming the norm in the field of recuperative medicine?
I think it is. I think there's a real consumer drive. And we in the health professions are being pushed into the old adage, the customer's always right.
Right.
Now, there's something about that. There is something about actually listening to people. You have to listen to people. You have to understand what their problem is.
Yep.
And I would never...
That's good.
You know, we don't do that. But then you actually... Sometimes what you tell them is not what they want to hear. And in the treatment room, a lot of health professionals are sort of bombarded by this.
Yeah.
A couple of my jobs, I talk to practitioners and they often say that, look, I try to explain this to patients but they won't accept it, so I just give them what they want anyway.
Right.
And that is a problem.
That's a problem.
You don't get better. So let's talk about osteoarthritis in the knee, okay?
Righto.
The first truth that you have to understand, that you have to believe, is that surgery will not fix everything. So some people think, my knee's got so bad now, it needs surgery.
Yep.
Okay? And the problem with thinking surgery is going to fix everything is it's just not true. We've known for years, the evidence has said that lots of the operations, after 12 months, you're just the same as you were anyway.
Really?
You are. Yeah. So, for example, certain arthroscopes in certain individuals aren't going to make them better. Now, the surgeons are aware of this, and this is not a surgeon bashing exercise.
No,
don't worry about that. Because the trouble is, I'll tell you what happens. The surgeons would prefer to be more conservative, okay? They would rather wait and see what's going on. But when someone comes in the door and says, look, I need surgery because I've got bone on bone or whatever it is, blah, blah.
Yep.
Then they often feel, and the person is almost distressed, they often feel like that's the last thing that's open to them.
Right.
If you give your
surgeon... So is there a sense of obligation?
Yeah. It's this thing about the customer's always right, there's pressure on them. Or the patient say, look, I'm going to shop around until I find someone who's going to do it anyway. Now, the patient hasn't got ill intent. They're in pain. There's nothing... This is why people tend to respond. Because if you're dealing with someone who's in pain, you want to help them. You don't want to just say, oh, yeah, no, I can't. You actually look like you're insensitive when you don't respond to their problem. But if you think that surgery is going to fix you and it's not going to fix you, then this starts off a cascade of events that get you into strife. Now, having said all of that...
Cascade of events.
Cascade of events.
That's a good visual. Thank you.
That means one thing happens after another.
Thank you.
So what But if you, but having said all that, if you give your surgeon a bit of room, there are certain cases or lots of cases where surgery is certainly appropriate, and the good surgeons can pick it.
Right.
They can say, right, okay. Like I've had one the last couple of weeks. The surgeon said, not so sure about this. Go and do some exercises, etc.
Yep.
See how you go for 2 months. So one of my patients did that for 2 months. No good. The knee's locking up. Sent him back. So I said, could you please have another look at this? Surgeon says, fine. Does the operation.
That was on your authorization, though, as opposed
No, it sounds a bit bad, doesn't it? Yeah, not because I said it. I just did what he asked me to do. He said, I want to see how it goes.
Yeah.
That wasn't on my authorization. That was the surgeon saying, look, I'm going to try a bit of this and see how we go with it.
No, but my point was that you have decided through your years of experience dealing with these type of issues that now is the time that we need to get you back to the surgeon.
Yes.
As opposed to the person being in pain saying, I've got to have surgery because I'm sore.
Yeah, because he had certain things, like his knee was locking, it was swelling up, it was sort of catching, so yep. There was something in there rolling around. The surgeon sorted that out. It was great.
Right.
And they, look, you know, that's you talk to the surgeons, that's what they want to do. They want to be able to have a bit of space to decide, yes here, no there. So that's what they want to be able to do.
Right. So rule number one today, surgery will not fix everything.
It won't fix everything. So, but in terms of what take-home message is, listen to your doctor if they say, let's hold off a bit. Or listen to the surgeon when he says, you know what, I reckon we should just wait a bit here, okay? It doesn't mean he's not taking you seriously.
Yeah.
He or she's taking you seriously. It means he's listening and trying to see how this thing plays out because a lot of them won't be any better off, okay? Rule number one.
Right. Okay. Listen to your surgeon. Like it. What about rule number two?
Truth number two.
Truth, no, not rules, they're truths.
Truths. X-rays and MRIs are not infallible.
You sure?
I am positive. And I've not only am I positive now, I've been told the same thing for the last 30 years since I started working. They're not infallible, okay?
Mm.
They give us an important piece of information, but that information's got to be taken in the context of everything else, okay?
Yep.
So you get this is a hard one for the general public to understand that. They say, well, hang on, I've got a picture here. It shows bone on bone, right?
Cost me a fortune, this picture. It better be right.
It better be right. It's got bone on bone, okay?
Yep.
Now, the first thing about that picture is, okay, it may look like you've got bone on bone. And in fact, in your case, it could be the cause of your problem and you might need to do something about it, okay? But having also said that, It could be there, but it's not where the force is going through that particular joint. So in your knee, for example, it might be bone on bone, but the way you move, you may not put pressure through that point. Or you might be able to move in a way so you don't put pressure through that point. Okay.
Right.
So the problem is once you start having surgery, you've got – it makes it every time – for every surgery you have, the less likely you're going to get better. So you try and hold off as long as you can. And that's why you don't put all your eggs in the basket. I've got the X-ray or the MRI. I need that to tell me what's going on. Most good physios, good doctors and good surgeons will be able to tell. They'll say, patients go in and say, I think I need an X-ray. I need an MRI. But if you're moving around all right and he or she's a half-decent clinician, I'll say, just hang on for a minute. Because often when the patient gets the X-ray, MRI, etc., they then tend to panic, say, oh, geez, that's really bad. I'm in strife.
Yep.
And I'm not going to be able to go on with this. So once they do that, they stop being active, they stop moving around, and they're the two things that you need to do.
Yep, we've discussed that before at length.
And we'll talk about that a bit. We might talk about that later on. And they start to put on weight, okay? So it often can be counterproductive. So if your specialist, doctor, physio, is happy if you're not to have an investigation, don't have one. Now, there are certain cases where they'll want to have one because it will fill out the last pieces of information for them.
Yep.
I've got this guy up in, there's a patient of mine, he's up in the, up near Broadford. He's a truckie.
Yep.
What's happened?
Is that lube? Is it lube?
Oh, no, lube. No, it might be.
Well, I'm going to read you, just before you say something you might not want to about lube.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Half, say hi to Paul. I saw him about my knee pain. Lube on the road, the truck driver. And it worked, Paul. Pain's gone. See you on Monday. #Hashtag plenty of stretching. Is it lube?
Lube, I think.
We don't know. Lube. It's lube.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not. There's another truck driver.
Another truck driver.
But this is for a hip guy.
Oh, right. Thanks, sorry, lube. Nice to get a mention, though.
It's good. Yeah, good.
Anyway, the pain's gone. So you fixed him. Great news.
I've got a guy who's got a hip problem. His hip joint looks like it's the surface of the moon. It's got that many divots on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And I've been seeing him for 15 years, and this guy, works full time. He's about 65. Still works full time. He's trucky up and down around his truck. Because he does a lot of the maintenance, etc.
Yep.
But he's low weight and pretty strong. So he's okay.
He's fine.
He's good.
What if he's sore?
Pardon?
What if he's sore?
If he's a bit sore, you're going to be sore anyway. The trouble is once you start doing too much, that could actually make him worse. But, you know, you're right. What you're saying is it gets to a point where you've got to do something. And, like, that's, again, this is not a – what we're saying is kind of a spectrum. The way you think about it is a spectrum.
Yep.
The trouble is that – so that at the end might be some surgery. It may not be for a certain condition. It might be – but it might be, right? But you don't want to put the surgery in the middle when it should be at the end. You don't want to bring it forward too close because, again, once you have surgery – your likelihood of recovery starts to diminish a bit. So that's why you try to put it off as long as you can.
I like where you're going here. Truths about knees today. Cobes has come in. He's fired up. You can hear it in his voice. And the good news is for everyone listening that he's not just making stuff up. He's fixed Lube on the road, who's in his truck. And he'll be back on Monday with plenty of stretching. So it's good. Not sure what you're stretching your knee, but he's stretching something at the moment.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried now.
He's having a good time, whatever it is. We've got two truths down. We've got two to go. Cobes keeping us fit and well. And he's not. 24 past one. Cobes is keeping us fit and well today. And he's just, you know what he is? He's just the Minister for Truth is what he is today. And it's great to have him on board. He's not going to tell you what you want
to
hear.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, we can. We can, Jack. Oh, Captain, what was his name? What was his name in the movie? What was his name? Colonel Jessup. Colonel Jessup. Jessup was his name. I can, Colonel Jessup. And I want to hear it from Cobes. We're two truths down into a four truth system here on Halftime.
Yeah,
fourth
truth system. The fourth truth system.
Time to say truths. Lots. Anyway, we're halfway there.
We're halfway there.
I probably should have said.
Let me take a breath.
We're two down. Surgery will not fix everything is truth number one. Truth number two is x-rays and MRIs are not infallible. We know that Lube on the road says stretching is a good thing, but that's not a truth at this stage, Cobes. What's number three?
Number three is that the one thing that will work is to get your weight down. Okay, so if you're overweight.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're opposite me.
My knees are fine. Get your weight down.
Get your weight down. Get your weight down.
Why?
We like big glutes, actually.
Powerful.
But I'll get into
glutes.
That one later. No, we like glutes.
Yeah, got them.
Yeah, no. But back on the weight thing. Okay, now the reason why your weight's important, and this gets, again, this is where things start to get murky. As soon as you start talking about the weights, people say, what about this cream, this new cream that's out?
A lot of cream.
What about this supplement? I've heard these supplements are really good.
Shark cartilage.
Yeah, but they're like 2 or 3%. They don't make a big difference in the long term, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll meet people say, oh, I did this and it worked and I did that. You'll always meet an individual who can give you a representation on anything you like. But if you go and look at the scientific literature, they will say time and again, you've got to get your weight down for your knee problems, okay?
Right.
Now, the reason for that is that your knee actually is a shock absorber. That's its job when you're walking around. It works like a shock absorber. And the way it does that is just as your foot hits the ground, it does a little bend. It does a little, and hopefully that bend is straight. If the bend is crooked, it can give you problems because it can twist, but you want that to be straight. But when it does that, it absorbs a shock. When you put on too much weight and you're not strong enough, so strength and weight goes together here a little bit. When you're not strong enough, the knee locks out. So you get an impact. So it's bone on bone. Bang.
Bang.
That's the bang.
Right? Gotcha.
It's like you're jarring it.
Yep.
We know that the knee loves to bend, and that's why marathon runners do have a lower rate of knee osteoarthritis than the average person.
Marathon runners.
Marathon runners who hit the ground far more times have a lower rate of osteoarthritis. We know footballers have got a higher rate, but that's because they're doing a lot of twisting and turning.
Yeah.
So marathon runners got... So the knee is designed to bend. It likes to bend. But once you get overweight, you'll lock your knee out. You won't do this little tricky movement that it's sort of hard to pick up.
That it's designed for.
Yeah. If you get your iPhone out and get the slow-mo on, video that, you'll see as the knee hits the ground, there's a little bend if you've got a normal knee. So that's the third truth is lose weight. I mean, some people are down on weight anyway, so you can't really lose any weight in that situation.
Yep.
But obviously, if you're overweight, stop worrying about all those other things. Get your weight down
first cream.
Of all. Yeah. And look, I know losing, you know, it's easy to say these truths, but you know, if you've got a problem with, some people have difficulty with their weights.
Yes.
Both their weight. But yeah, that's important. Now the
but then we can. There's other things to sort of sit you through that.
Well,
this is just blanket. This is spectrum
this is
stuff. We're talking spectrum
stuff
here.
Yeah, we've got to be hard here because you want to
be brutal. Mate.
Can't sugarcoat it today. Not today.
Not today.
I'm too angry for it.
Not
I'm
ever.
Over it. I'm over it.
I don't want to hear any sugar.
No sugar. No sugar.
I want you to give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but
okay.
the truth.
And
so
the last,
get your weight down.
And the last thing is that strengthening works.
That's I like this. This is my favorite.
The strengthening works.
Get yourself in the squat rack.
You've got to get it going. Now, let's just be specific about the strengthening, because I know what people are thinking out there. They've tried to do things and it just hurts their knee.
Right.
So what we've – there's been a lot of controversy about how to strengthen knees up.
You give us the definitive one.
I'll give you the – no, there's lots of – no, there. I don't think there is a definitive one. But there's
spectrum.
There's a principle, okay?
Right.
And I was out talking to a knee professor last week, and she just we happened to be chatting about different things and mainly gossip. But anyway, mainly she tells them. Anyway, but on the topic. But what she said was that the main thing in all her study, because she's been in the game for years, so this is a theory about strengthening, that's a theory. But it's really the trick is to bring it up slowly enough so the knee can cope. So that's the hard bit. That's a bit as a punter out there, you might have trouble actually doing is working out what to do. And that's where you need to get good advice. So it's trying to get low enough to start the thing going and then gradually build it up.
So who can we get that advice from, Cobes? Can I get that from my physio?
You can get that from your – look, you can get it from your physio, but more and more doctors, more and more sports physicians, and like, you know, the osteos and the chiros, if that's what they do, that's what they do. But they've got to be doing that. I don't want it. If you're out there doing just manipulation, I don't want to hear about that. You've got to do the strengthening stuff. In fact, the physio's you too.
Don't bring your physio chiro fight into my studio,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't be bringing that into my studio.
No, it's not about that. It's about actually doing strengthening. And the other thing is not to forget, you might have trouble strengthening your actual knee up because it's really gone. Just recently we had a patient in the clinic who was going overseas.
Not Lou.
No, nothing else. And the boys, she's had long-term problems. She's really worn out with her knee, but she's pretty fit. And the boys, what they did, they designed a program to strengthen up her hip and her ankle. And that actually, because they all work together, knee, hip, ankle, so that actually got around the problem a bit. So strengthening. Any way you can do it.
I was going to ask you about that. Are there other areas that can be strengthened to assist the strengthening or assist the movement or the function of the knee?
Yeah, certainly your glutes.
Yeah.
That's why your knees aren't hurting.
That's correct.
Yeah. There's no way they're ever going to hurt with those glutes. Might have some other problems, but...
Get yourself in the squat rack.
I guess we didn't talk... That's the other bit. We were sort of talking about the low load, but you try and get through to as much... We try and get people doing the heavy stuff if we can get away with it. But you've got to just...
You've got to start small.
If you pick the wrong exercise, you'll aggravate them. And that's the sort of skill. Do this, don't do that. It's the other bit that goes along with that is trying to determine what activities your body can cope with. So you need to be active, but you may not be able to do everything. And some people find that hard. But going back to it, strengthening. Don't think about supplements or injections or blah, blah, blah until you've got the strengthening under control. You know, some of these really good doctors, people go to see them and they give them this and they give them that. And then they just quietly introduce them to the strengthening regime and say, oh, this is part of it. So they're aware that they almost need to give them, they give them a bit of icing, you know, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So that the cake... The exercises can be easier to consume.
We all like a bit of icing on our cake.
We like a bit of icing.
But you've got to have the cake. You can't be like the kids and just screw the icing off and just eat that and leave the cake. You've got to eat the cake as well.
Do you know my grandmother? She used to make, she used to get an ice cream container, tip it upside down, put the icing on the ice cream container, then put the candles on. And so we'd blow the candles out and then we could just eat the icing. We didn't have to eat the cake.
Nah.
That's what some of you out there trying to do.
Nah. Stop
trick,
doing
actually.
That. Now you've come in with your four truths today. Surgery will not fix everything. Listen to your surgeon. X-rays and MRIs are not infallible. Get your weight down, strengthening works. They're the four truths to dealing with knee pain.
Yeah.
What it says to me, Cobes, and in the light of your earlier monologue about doctors these days under enormous pressure to feel obliged, obligated to fix pain for their patients, which is probably the charter of the doctor, you would think.
Yeah.
To assist and to relieve pain. So I get that. Is people actually taking responsibility for their body and not just handing it over to someone for the quick fix. Taking responsibility might be a longer term vision than they initially thought. Because they want it fixed now because it's sore. And I'm sore today.
So
I need it fixed. As opposed to going through the process of getting it better, getting it stronger, as we're talking about there, and doing all the right things in a program to give yourself a chance to be pain-free without surgical intervention.
Yep. And like, yeah, and when you need it, you do need it. There's no, they're not saying that. You might actually need surgery in the end. But don't go for that as first. It's not a good port of call. It's not a first good first port of call.
I know what this is. I've finally seen through your little charade here today. And yes. It's come through from Yusuf in Warrandotte. He says, thanks for the amazing segment on knee pain. Perfect timing. And I'll be booking an appointment with Milpark Physio next week. This is nothing but promotion for your business. And Yusuf's fallen for it.
Oh, good work, Yusuf.
And I am happy that, you know, that's got to that point.
But having said that, there's some very good physios between Warrandyte and
no, there's not.
Milpark. No, there's not. Sorry, there's none.
They're all crap.
There's only one decent physio. That's what I wanted to get across today. And the message is, there's only one decent physio practice in all of Melbourne.
Yes, it is Milpark Physio.
It's at Milpark Physio, which is not even in Milpark. It's in South Murray.
Close enough. 9436 966. You want to get there, Cobes? I think that's very good.
Nah, seriously, there are lots of good sports physios. Physios out there in strengthening stuff. Get into them. And say, I've heard I've got to get a good exercise program. You give it to me. Otherwise, I'm going to complain to SEN.
Well, as long as you can handle the truth.
Okay, that's all.
That's all we wanted today. Well done by you. Great stuff.